Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. Good morning. It is December the 15th, 2021, 10 days before the big man shows up. Christmas arrives. Pretty awesome. I had a lady yesterday, great, wonderful lady, and asked what she'd be doing for Christmas, and she said, I don't celebrate Christmas. I was like, oh, all right, well, enjoy the winter break. You know, I don't know what to call it. She was super cool. I don't think it's a thing. I just don't think, you know, unless you have kids, right? Unless you have kids and, you know, it's just another day. You know, it's become, you know, it's become such a big thing. This guy, and I forget his name, he's an artist, Beeble, I think his name is, and he's doing these NTF art, and he drew this picture, well, he didn't draw it, he created a picture through a program anybody could do, but he's just very good at it, so he's making a lot of money doing this art, but he did this picture, and it was like this, almost like this, like a Santa face buried in the sand, like half of it, almost like Egyptian, like with oil rigs and, you know, warehouses all built around this Santa face. And, you know, I think what I gathered in the interview I saw with the guy, you know, it represents, you know, what Christmas is to the world and especially to this country. You know, what we've built around it, the infrastructure around our country, all around Christmas. You know, there are businesses that literally rely on Christmas to make it. And so, you know, very interesting art. I thought it was pretty funny. So anyway, I feel super, super good this morning. Really very humble, really in the moment, super centered, just, you know, at peace this morning. And I really put it to the fact that I've been doing a little bit more running lately. I ran on Monday with my buddy Brian. I ran this morning with the doctor, James. My only friend that's a doctor, by the way, it's not really true. When I first got sober, I met James in the program, and he's a doctor. He's a doctor of English or English doctor or whatever, doctorate or whatever. And I just remember I'm going, you know, before I got sober, I wasn't hanging out with anybody that had their doctorate, right? So I'm like, you know, wow, this is, and I just remember how important it was to have a friend that was a doctor. Like, it was like, I've made it, right? And luckily, you know, understanding now how unfortunate that is, but also understanding what a great guy he is, and, you know, he's one of my best friends, and, you know, but we're two different people, you know, two absolutely different people, two different kinds of beliefs, you know. And but we still, you know, we work it out. And we've been running for 20 years together. And obviously in our younger days, we ran a lot more. As we get older, he's 60, I'm 53. You know, we're slowing down. He's definitely slowing down a bit. And that's why it's nice to have people like him and me in his life to rely on to push us through sometimes. Because, you know, it's easy, left alone, for me to talk myself out of running. And I just forget, you know, that self-centered side of me doesn't want to do it. Self is completely inconvenienced by running. Too cold, too much running, really. It's too early. I'd rather sleep. Da da da. And you know, and I've been listening to Self a lot, and unfortunately, I haven't been running a lot. So I called my buddy yesterday, and I'm like, "You want to go for a run?" He's like, "No." He goes, "How about we meet in the morning for a run?" I was like, "Absolutely, let's do it." And I ran with Brian on Monday, and I feel good, right? I mean, I feel good. Ran this morning. We did 5 miles. You know, and we, like, this morning we ran to this bridge. The bridge is probably at 1.75, a quarter short of 2, right? For all you money people, for all you big thinkers. But we didn't stop. And, you know, I hate to say that sometimes we stop, but sometimes we stop. You know, when you run it at 6 in the morning where we live, it is a fucking amazing sunrise. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. And, you know, so we did it and got up, and I just, you know, I make these commitments with Brian and James so that I do, that I show up, right? Because left to my own devices, I'll talk myself out of it. But don't let me want to let somebody down, right? That's that fucking sickness, that people pleaser in me. I just, and I'm grateful for it. I'm glad that I don't want to let anybody down. I'm glad that I care about other people's feelings. I think I'm past the point where I feel like if I don't show up, they won't like me. But at the same time, I know that in turn, they're doing the same thing, making a commitment with somebody else that they, you know, they get it done. I know Brian and I have that commitment. We do it every Monday. And, you know, don't even call. Now, we didn't run a couple weeks because he was having some calf issues and I was having some I don't want to get out of bed issues. But we ran on Monday and we're back. And it just, it's such an amazing feeling to grind it out. You know, I've said before, I'm not living unless I'm suffering. And suffering means going to work. It means running. It means doing all the shit that self doesn't want to do. The inconveniences in life. The more I do, the more alive and present I feel. It's a gift, right? So it was great, beautiful run, felt strong, right? Because self tells me you're weak. You're getting old, come on. Probably, you know, run out of air, not the case. You know, we ran to the bridge, stopped, stretched a bit, ran to the 2.5 miles and then made the turn. We walked a little bit, ran some more. He needed a break. I bailed and just ran off because I just felt so strong this morning. And just great. Great to be alive. And on top of all that, it's great to be sober. You know, I shared yesterday the story, or the other day I shared the story about the chairs and just how grateful I am that I am sober and, you know, not really understanding, you know, what a big role that would play in my life, you know, and the serenity and the peace. And over the couple of days, the story's gotten out farther, and people are like, "You should have thrown him through the window." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know," but I didn't. And you know, I'll sleep good now. I won't lay in bed with a guilty conscience. Right? That's the worst. I don't know about you. There's nothing worse to me than sitting or laying in bed or watching TV with just this heavy guilt. Right? Or just not even, maybe not heavy guilt, but just unsettled business. And, you know, even the fact, and this is kind of funny, but even the fact, because I did take the chairs over to the salon and dumped them on the front door, even that I felt a little bit bad about. Don't tell anybody. I don't want people to think I'm soft, but I felt a little bit bad about that. And they ripped me off. Fucking serenity. It's crazy. Like I just told somebody over at the salon this morning, I go, "Hey, maybe they needed the money, right? Maybe they needed, you know, something for Christmas. I don't know." But it is what it is. We're moved on. Big run this morning. Feel terrific. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. And just really blessed. So I want to talk about another promise, if that's okay. If you don't mind, I enjoy the promises, and the fact is that, you know, all these promises are coming true in my life. You know, just this last few days have been full of these promises and conversations, you know, and I feel you know, there's a lot of people around my life that, you know, really struggle. And whether it's with alcohol or just being a victim or whatever it is, it's just this, I don't know. It's really, it's crazy that, to see people struggling. I'm blown away by it. But let's see. I want to read a promise. I guess we're on the third promise. So we read the first one. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. I shared about that. Just the freedom of driving, right? Just the basic stuff, right? The freedom of not buying alcohol. All that. The drinking and driving was a big thing, but the freedom of not fighting with my family. The obvious surface stuff, right? Freedom of not going somewhere and smelling like alcohol in the morning. I mean, in my business, I have a lot of clients in the morning. I'd probably say 5 to 10% of them, I can smell the alcohol on them from the day before, right? The freedom of that, right? I remember, I wonder if I'm going to smell like alcohol. You know, just the simple freedoms of life. All right, the second promise. We are not going to regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, this is about the victim-y stuff. This is about accountability. This is about putting on your big boy pants. This is about confessing your crime, doing your time, right? This is about respect. This is about accountability, right? And as soon as we find that, as soon as I found that, then we start having more new freedoms. You know, the ability to apologize, the ability to take responsibility. You know, the ability to recognize our part, clear it up, and then clear it all up. It's beautiful. And that starts, you know, early on, that first promise, we were going to know a new freedom. Yeah, there's super simple freedoms that come immediately when you quit drinking. But there are other freedoms that do not come so quickly. And the freedoms, like I just mentioned, you know, accountability. When I was early in recovery, when I was late in my addiction, early recovery, I was so consumed by self. You know, I didn't do it. I don't know what happened. Somebody else did it. It's not my fault. You know, I was never open to confessing if I had been part of it, taking responsibility, taking my beating, and then moving on. You know, I would fight tooth and nail to prove that I was right when the whole time that I was wrong. So to not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it, you know, as soon as you can start doing that, you don't have to shut the door on anything. Shutting the door on shit leaves you as a victim. And I went into this the other day, so I won't go over it again. Number three. And this one, honestly, in the last few years has really started, this promise has started to come true to me in the last few years. And it is, we will comprehend the word serenity. Serenity. You know, I ran, like I said, with the doctor this morning, and I was talking to him because he's got probably 30 years. You know, he's been maybe 35. I'm not sure his number, but he's got a lot of time. And, you know, we started running, and I just said, you know, because usually we run and kind of debrief and get whatever's off our chest. And, you know, we've had some interesting conversations. But, you know, I just started off by saying, you know, I just want to say that I'm just so grateful that I'm sober today. And he's like, oh, boy, this is going to be a good one. But, you know, to me, sobriety, putting down the drink, the physical part of this addiction is really about self as well for me when I look at it. You know, the coin, the time, the anniversaries, setting up front, the recognition. It's all self, right? Self loves a good success story, especially when it's ours. I've got a year, dun-dun-dun, post all these pictures. And I do the same thing when I celebrate my 13. I'll pick a picture of 13 coins and put it on Instagram, and I'll get some love. You know, that's self. Self loves that. But the serenity is the love side, is the humility for me. And this is all for me, not for you, for me, my take. But this is the biggest, to me, the biggest gift out of all of it. And you have to have the first part. You have to put down whatever it is you are drinking or eating or smoking or shooting or spending. You got to put that down first. And you get the pats on the back. Good job. You're not gambling anymore. Good job. Self feels good, right? But there's humility. And I've always said I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. That's my disease. With an obsession to drink if I have just one, right? And I didn't know anything about serenity. But, you know, that incident, you know, and the fact is that as dirty as they did me, right? And listen, they could have done me worse. I guess it could have been worse. You know, I wasn't expecting it, so it hurt a bit. But all that went on, all of the thoughts that I had, all the retaliation that I went through, and all, when it was all said and done, I sat here with a clean conscience, clean plate, clean slate, and just very grateful. And I'm not grateful, right, that I didn't do it, right? Like, I'm not grateful that I didn't go to jail. I'm grateful that I was able to take a minute, take a breath, take a break, and take a second look at what was going on, and then try to figure out, you know, what's my part? Be accountable and move on. Damn, that's a fucking good song. Hey-o! Damn. I was really annoyed yesterday. I played that Empire State, and I'm big into that song. And sometimes, you know, my operation is pretty basic. You know, I basically just got my phone plugged into a wire. And for some reason, I fucked it up. And the song kind of started in the middle, which was really annoying because I really like the beginning of that song. So I apologize. Maybe even no one noticed. I don't know. But it's such a good song. Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. New York. My wife and I, we had a meeting on Saturday with some people, you know, working on a project. And And I just played that song. We got up early. I had the day off. We had a, you know, this big important meeting we had to go to, and we played that song. And I was just like, just full of emotion and gratitude and serenity, right? You know, understanding the word serenity. I think the first part was really understanding there is a difference between sober and serenity. Serene and sober, right? Sober and serenity. I thought they were one and the same. And so for me, just understanding there is a difference between the two, you know, serenity does not mean free from alcohol. Sober means to be without drink. Serenity, I don't even know what the definition is. I don't want to know the definition of serenity. That's, I think, the beautiful part about the word is that it doesn't matter what it is. It's a feeling. It's a state of mind, right? You know, you're either, and I've said this to people, listen, if you want to kick and scream around every turn in this path towards serenity, you might as well fucking skip it, right? But if you want to be accountable, participate, not be a victim. You know, my buddy James this morning reminded me, because I was telling him, you know, I was talking about victims and stuff. And he's like, you know, Matt, our buddy Matt, who's gone, he used to always say, I'm not a victim today. I am not a victim today. If you walk around with a fucking frown down to the ground, and boo-hooing about fucking the sun coming up and all that shit, you are a fucking victim. Everything is everybody else's fault. Of course you're frowning. I'd be frowning too if the whole world was against me, right? If every problem I had was somebody else's fault, I would be upset. You know, there's people in my life that are just like this. It fucking drives me crazy. Oh my God. You know, whining about doing something. I'm like, I've never met anybody that is so miserable doing something that is so awesome. Right? You know, all of the shit that we have to do today, we get to do. As soon as you have to do it, you're a fucking victim. Right? Now you got to do something. Right? You get to. You know, we get to pick up the kids. I get to make them dinner. You know, my 16-year-old, I just love my fucking, I love all my kids, but I love my 16-year-old kid. He's just such a good fucking boy. And, you know, he's a junior in high school, and, you know, I love to make him lunch. You know, last night I'm making him, you know, I bought these fresh buns, and I, you know, they're not hot dog rolls, but they're like rolls, right? You know, I cut them, and I'm baking chicken, and I'm slicing the chicken for his sandwich, and I'm putting, you know, turkey. I'm peeling an orange. I've got him sliced apples. I've got him a banana. You know, he runs cross country, and he's an athlete, right? And I like to provide him with nutrition. I just fucking love it. I love to feed my family. And I'm just like listening to music last night with my AirPods, and I'm just making his lunch, and I'm just like in awe of just all the wonderfulness that I have in my life, right? All because of sobriety. All because of serenity. All because at some point we have to be accountable. You know, the relationship that I have with his mother. We could have an absolute, completely opposite relationship. I could absolutely have a completely different relationship with my son. You know, my first wife left me because I drank too much, walked out. I woke up, you know, that fucking old story. I woke up to an empty house, right? That was a real opportunity for me to either be the victim or become accountable and start understanding the role that I'm playing in. And I did, you know, I went to rehab. And today, 16 years later, he lives with me. He lives with me. That story doesn't usually end up like that. The story usually ends up like, I can't pull my head out of my own ass. Fuck everybody. It's everybody's fucking fault but mine. Look what she did. I can't believe she left. Fuck you. Take your fucking kid with you. You know, whatever it is. I didn't go down that route. I got sober. And not immediately, but I started to learn the word serenity. And I started to understand how serenity works in my life. And it's just humility. right? The ability to keep your fucking mouth shut. And I'm so blessed that I get to do that. And, you know, but some people are like, yeah, I got to make my kids lunch. I got to take my kid. I get to. I fucking get to. A fucking blessing. I love it. You know, I ran this morning. My wife took him. She didn't want to take him. She's like, fucking a big deal about taking him. I get it. You know, she's got to go to work and stuff. But I'm just like, man, we get to do this. This is a fucking gift. And I called him when I got back from the run. Just told him I love him. Have an amazing day. And I just am so fucking proud of him. And, you know, I was very scared for a long time about how my kids were going to turn out because they came from me. You know? Turns out I'm a very good guy. I just was provided the wrong tools early in life. And part of, I think, the reason my son does so well is because I literally stay out of his life as far as it comes to schooling and responsibilities. You know, I don't have a schedule of his classes. I don't know his work schedule. I don't know shit. He handles his business. And if he doesn't handle it, he suffers the consequences. And then he makes the adjustments and figures it out. Fucking beautiful, right? You know, I talked about this the other day, and I'm not, and I, you know, I bring this up only because I love my parents so much. You know, my mom's gone. I love my dad. Oh my God, I love him. And I don't blame him. I don't know if I didn't have me as an example of what not to do, I'm not sure I would have not done the same thing. But to live that life where you get everything that you want, everything is done for you. You know, I talked about how my mom used to bring me a bowl of cereal and I used to sit in my bed and eat fucking cereal. That would never fucking happen at our house. So you fucking get out of bed, sit at the counter, and have your breakfast. And it would never even go to that extreme because we've always addressed that early on in life. My kids would never, ever sit in bed and eat a bowl of cereal. But that was my routine because I was so fucking privileged and spoiled that I couldn't even get out of bed. And it made me rotten. Made me fucking rotten. So in this case, the least I do, the better they are. And it's pretty awesome. It's fucking great, man. And through that and from that, you know, I find serenity, you know. I have to be careful. I like to take credit for shit. It's hard to take credit for shit I didn't do, right? And I've said it. I didn't do anything, so it's hard to take credit for it. But it's fun to watch the process, and it's fun to watch a young man like that turn into, you know, just a great guy. Just a fucking great guy. I love it. All right, let's see. Let's do a little daily reflection and a daily reflection. And then I'll play the rest of that song. That fucking great song. Oh, my God. Come now, all you. Whatever he says, I don't know. Whatever. I love Dave. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Guess it. Oh, December 15th. Surprise. Doing anything to help. What a great title. Here we go. Offer him, brackets, the alcoholic, friendship and fellowship. Tell him what if he wants to get well. No, sorry, let's try that again. Offer him friendship and fellowship. Tell him that if he wants to get well, you will do anything to help. I love that. People like to participate with people that like to participate, right? You don't want to be involved? Fuck it. I don't want to try to help you. But if you want help, we're here, right? I love that. So I remember how attracted I was to the two men from AA who 12-stepped me. They said I could have what they had with no conditions attached, that all I had to do was make my own decision to join them on the pathway to recovery. When I start convincing a newcomer to do things my way, I forget how helpful it was those men were to me in their open-minded generosity. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'll never forget coming into this program and just being like, I want what that guy has. I want what that guy has, you know, and it's good. I had to eventually start trying to figure out, you know, things on my own. But it is, you know, that's why I say meetings are a fucking privilege, man. Sobriety is a privilege. You know, these, I see so many people that have to get sober. You get to. As soon as you have to, it's an issue and it's not going to work out. Hey, thanks for letting me share. Check you later. Bye.
Don't drink the water, there's blood in the water.